You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Keeping the dry weather in the forecast straight through a late day Thursday, and we do have a little warming trend finally back in the forecast here. Below average temperatures sticking around for the rest of today. Lots of sun, the high low to mid 40s. Tonight we're clear, low 32, and plenty of sunshine for tomorrow and milder, the high mid to upper 50s. Great weather for Thanksgiving Day, abundant sunshine, the high upper 50s. Increasing chances for rain by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
43 downtown, 44 at Dana Wright's house and at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Billy Squire Jam is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
I feel the magic when we do what we do. But I'm
not a fan?
Not a jam.
Oh, it's a jam.
No.
Total jam.
No.
Billy Squire is your artist of the day because you're my kind of lover. My kind of lover.
You know, after 7 years on this program, few things that come out of Scott Park's mouth surprise me or faze me in any way.
What did I say?
But I walk in just now and I'm like, oh my God, did you see that game last night? I'm like, don't even tell me if you didn't watch it. Of course you saw the game. And he says, well, I didn't see all of it. I didn't finish it.
Well, I had to get up and go boxing this morning at 5.
Who listening didn't finish that game? I don't care if you were having open heart surgery. You stopped what you were doing and you watched that game. So I was like, well, I watched some of it. I didn't watch all. It's like the greatest game in the history of football.
Okay.
I didn't even care that we lost. It was such a good game. They're still scoring.
I watched like the last 3 minutes.
Oh. I'm exhausted over that game.
Here are my two takeaways from the game last night. Patrick Mahomes has made me love the Chiefs again. I love this kid.
Oh, I love him.
I am in love, almost gay love, with Patrick Mahomes. Almost gay love. Not full-fledged, like...
Okay, fine.
Okay, never mind. But anyway, he's
minimally gay.
He has made me love the Chiefs again.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, could two teams have worse uniforms in the NFL... than what was donned last night. This is the gayness coming out in me. Than what was donned last night by the LA Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. That was the worst uniform ensemble I have ever seen
that?
In my entire life.
I will defend you on the uniform thing because that is the one area where fans are truly experts.
I honestly can't even believe we're sitting here and that is your takeaway.
That was my takeaway
from one
the
of
game.
The greatest games ever played on Monday night.
Yeah. That was my
That's
takeaway.
That's your takeaway.
Yeah. The uniforms
wow.
were that was the first thing
I'm
I noticed.
So disappointed in you.
When I turned the game on last night, I turn on the game and my first thought was those uniforms are terrible. All yellow and all white.
From the text line, my dad literally is having open heart surgery today, and he stayed up for the game last night.
Okay.
Well, it's not like it went till midnight. What are you, 84? Do you eat at Furs Cafeteria, too?
No. I don't think Furs is open anymore. I eat at Perkins. But thank you for asking.
God.
Jerk. It was a good game. I had to get up at 5 to go boxing.
How did you turn it off? Like, I want you to take me through the process.
I closed my eyes and I fell asleep at about 9:40.
There's something wrong with you.
Okay, I'm sorry. What time did you get up this morning?
I don't know. Late?
Were you up at 5 to go boxing?
No, why would I do that?
Because I want to work out. I want to better myself. So I went boxing.
You would have felt better had you just watched the game with the rest of America! Chris just sent me the numbers. 99.9% of every television in the world was tuned into that game, except yours.
It was tuned. I was falling asleep to the game on. The game was on, and I fell asleep to it. There's nothing wrong with that.
I was yelling.
See,
I don't even know why I was yelling. I was just yelling.
What does it sound like when you're watching a Chiefs game?
I usually scream, go, 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 when they're running, and get him when the other people are running. That's what I do.
Give me an example.
Get him!
Oh, my God.
That's what I scream.
I don't think Chris has ever been happier that he is the evening
he had
anchor.
To work during the game.
Are you that fan?
Oh my gosh, I'm that fan. I was so excited.
Do you understand football?
And honestly, it doesn't. I was sad that they lost. It would have been nice for them to win, but it was just so exciting. Uh-huh. Everyone wins. Everyone wins.
No, I think the Chiefs lost.
Well, they kind of won too. Because they're awesome. Let me pull up some of these ESPN, and I know this is not a sports station, but some of these things that happened last night are record-breaking.
Three records that I can cite from memory. It was the highest-scoring Monday Night Football game of all time.
Yes.
It is the first time that a team scored more than 50 points on Monday Night Football and lost.
Yes.
And Patrick Mahomes' 6 touchdown passes was the most in a Monday Night Football game as well.
So it's the first time in NFL history each team scored 50.
Okay. That's right.
Teams to score 50 in the NFL history were 216-0 entering tonight. Now it's 217-1. There's just these crazy numbers.
So the Chiefs are the first team ever to score 50 points or more and lose.
And against another team that scored 50.
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, if you...
You know what I mean?
Rod, did you figure that one out?
Yeah.
I picked up on it.
Thank you. I follow football.
No, not really. Yes, if the Chiefs were the first team to score more than 50 points and lose, the other team did have to score more than 50 points.
I should be an analyst. They scored 50 and they lost. The other team scored 52.
Imagine that.
Right?
Rod, did you know that the Chiefs are the first team that ever scored 50 points and lost, and the other team scored more than 50 points as well?
Wow.
Yes, I know.
Right?
That's a lot of points.
That's what I said.
You're missing it.
The more you know.
You're welcome, Kansas City. Tell your friends that. Mind blown.
And the other team scored more than 50 as well. That's how the Chiefs were the first team to score more than 50 points and lose.
That's kind of how that works.
Right.
It's called math.
I'm tweeting that. Yes, I am.
It was a good game. Patrick Mahomes has... made me a Chiefs fan again. Because I, honest to God, after all the crap with the parking and ticket prices. I just kind of faded away. I was like not that big of a fan. I love Patrick Mahomes. Not in a gay way, but I love Patrick
Mahomes. The Chiefs needed Patrick Mahomes badly.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Did you stay up and watch a game, Rod?
I was actually driving and listening to it and sitting outside my friend's house, not going in because I was waiting for the Chiefs to score again.
Can I say something really unpopular and not to bring everyone down, but I'm curious if everyone who saw this thought this last night. There's something that I've seen recently that I'm uncomfortable with it and I don't know why. At the very beginning of the game.
Is this sports related?
Very beginning of the game. Did you watch it from the very beginning?
No, I was helping Sarah clean up the gym.
You saw all of it, Rod, right? Because you're an American.
I'm an American. I was helping my daughter.
I was working tonight.
Right. You love this country, so you saw it. Tell me why I am so uncomfortable with the opening ceremony. They had the family of the police officer who was shot and killed in the Thousand Oaks mass shooting start the game with a symbolic torch lighting. And they brought them out. I assume this was the police officer's son. He looked to be about 25, 30, young kid, Scott. He's standing there crying and... they didn't do a moment of silence or anything. They just said, we want to welcome these 5 people who I think were connected to the mass shooting and let's light this torch and the widow and I believe the son pushed a button and this torch lit up. And then it kind of cut away to the fans going, let's play a football game. And I didn't say anything out loud. I was with my girlfriends.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. You tell me what's wrong.
Tell me. Why did it bother you?
I don't know. I don't like.
What do you not like?
I don't know. I don't like always. And maybe it was just because this is such a huge festive, really puts things in perspective. My God, this is a football game. And these people died. I feel like. I don't know if it's too soon or like they're maybe parading these people out before everyone gets their drink on. And, you know, I just cringed and I don't know why.
Wouldn't you cringe if they didn't do it?
I don't know, Scott. And I know that they, you know, they honor firefighters who fight the wildfires and they honor, you know, the New Orleans Saints honored the Katrina responders and all of that. And maybe it's because it was a mass shooting. I don't know. I feel like it's just the gravity of what's happening and then mixing it with this fun, you know, drink fest. I just didn't like it.
You know what bothers me? And I don't know if it was on the field last night in Los Angeles, but I've seen it on the field in other football games of late, is if you look in the end of the end zone, it says salute to the soldiers. Right underneath the crossbar.
Yeah.
Okay. And you remember that story that we talked about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, where the Chiefs among them were being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars
by
the Department of Defense.
Yes, by DOD.
And so every time I see salute to the soldiers and I see the coaches.
You think, what are they paying for that?
The last 2-3 weeks, the coaches have been wearing these almost bizarre like military issue jackets.
I saw it.
Which I can't stand.
With a flag on it, and it looked,
and
the last one
and
I
their
saw,
names,
it looked like a military uniform.
It does. And I'm wondering to myself, are they doing that because they're trying to honor the troops? Did they write salute to the troops or salute to soldiers, whatever it was in the end zone, because they want to or because they're being paid to? And if they're being paid to wear these god-awful G.I. Joe-like outfits.
As coaches.
Right.
The coaches are wearing these G.I. Joe outfits.
And they're horrible, by the way.
I thought the same thing when I saw it, Scott.
I think they're tacky at the least.
Is it because, and I saw this word on the text line, does it feel exploitative? Where God bless this young man who is standing there crying. All he wants is his dad back. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to light a torch and enjoy a football game when they just buried their dad. It was a mass shooting.
But he also wants his dad to be honored and recognized.
Yeah.
And his dad is being honored and recognized.
Yes. And they clearly asked, clearly they said to this family.
Yeah, they didn't throw him out.
No,
they didn't force him out.
Would
there.
You like to come light this torch? And we will, you know, they put his life date and his death date and his service time up there. And I don't know. I think it's because, Scott, it's such an electrifying fun, you know, let's go spend thousands of dollars to go watch a football game, but then we're kind of weaving in this horrible tragedy.
No, wait a minute. What about right after 9/11? Remember baseball took off like 4 or 5 days?
Yes.
And then at the beginning of every game, not the least of which was the New York Yankees, New York Mets games, they had a moment of silence for what happened on 9/11. Yeah, it's a Debbie Downer, but how do you not? I mean, do you just ignore what happened in that city?
Yeah.
And say, well, you know, I'm just sorry that your dad
one
died,
of the players,
but we got a football game to play.
One of the players on the other team at the conclusion of the game, they were interviewing him, and he said, you know, it puts things in perspective. Part of our community is on fire. It literally is on fire as we speak. And it puts things in perspective that this is a game and there are, you know, horrible things going on in the world. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wasn't comfortable with it. And I don't know why.
576-7798, 576-7798. There are three things that you always need when you're looking for a new car, and they are comfort, safety, affordability. You're going to get all three when you shop at a Olathe Kia and a Olathe Subaru. I'm driving a Kia Sportage right now. I love this car. My daughter loves the car. She said to me the other day, "Dad, when I'm old enough to drive by myself, can I have this car?" No. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options that you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, reverse camera, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, they love that. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And Olathe Subaru now has exclusive Adventure Series. Upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars and basket, fog lights, and so much more. And both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Somebody writes in, says, they only wore those G.I. Joe-like outfits in the NFL, the coaches, for the Veterans Day weekend, and only if you were a veteran. Not trying to be argumentative, but that's not true. I looked it up. Mike Tomlin.
I thought I saw one last weekend, too.
I thought I did, too. Mike Tomlin, who is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, mm-hmm. and which is happens to be my favorite team, full disclosure, I watched them. He was wearing one the other weekend, and Mike Tomlin has never served in the military. So this was not – in fact, I would bet most coaches – in fact, I can't think of one who is a veteran. Not a single coach in the NFL that I can think of who is a veteran of the military, even a four-year stint.
Someone just wrote in and said Andy Reid does not wear that stuff. He is always in a large Chiefs, you know, pullover type jacket.
I don't think
jacket.
They make his size. But
no, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just wears the same pullover jacket on the sidelines every time. Probably
I guarantee you Bill Belichick doesn't wear it either.
40 of you wrote in when I said I just didn't love the beginning of the game. At least 40 of you wrote in to point out it seemed really odd that they lit a torch when their state is on fire.
Oh, come on.
We were flooded with texts when I said I was not.
You don't think that's
really
a
comfortable
bridge
with the
too
beginning?
Far.
Well, it's just.
What do you want them to put up? A waterfall?
I don't know, but it's an interesting point.
Mm.
That they started things off with fire. You know, it's just, maybe it's a stretch.
I think it's a stretch.
I think they could have done something else in a different way. That's all I'm saying.
576-7798. I'm trying to find out if the NFL, and I can't find an updated one, if the NFL still pays teams to be patriotic.
Right.
Which really rubbed me the wrong way when that came out 3 years ago. That the federal government.
Like when they bring the flag out on the field with the veterans
paid.
Yeah, I don't like it.
By the Department of Defense.
I don't like it.
Do they pay us to do the national anthem?
Now, well, I was going to tell you, I don't necessarily have a problem with paying a performer to sing the national anthem.
I don't either.
And
as
there's
long,
one.
As long as the team is paying them, not the federal government.
Correct. There is one, and I think it's definitely a baseball season thing. He is a tank of an older black guy. You're going to know exactly who I'm talking about, Scott.
Is it the guy who does Trans-Siberian
and
Orchestra as well?
And when he sings, he does God Bless America. And it's been during some of the Royals games. Maybe he travels and does it. I don't know. That man opens his voice to the heavens and angels sing. I would pay him to do every single God Bless America everywhere at every stadium because it's just the most beautiful, chilling rendition, and he is in uniform. And so, yeah, you want to pay him because he has a gift to share with the world? Absolutely.
This is the report from 2015, so it's a little bit old, but The Atlanta Falcons were the top recipients. They received $879,000 over 4 years to be patriotic. The New England Patriots received $700,000 from the federal government to be patriotic. The Buffalo Bills, $650,000 to be patriotic. The Atlanta Braves of Major League Baseball were given $450,000 over 3 years to be patriotic. The Atlanta Hawks of the NBA, $230,000 over 2 years to force patriotism
upon
us.
Right. Now, someone's writing in, look, the NFL does donate 100% of its salute to service merchandise to military appreciation partners, the USO Wounded Warrior Foundation and Pat Tillman Foundation. That is separate than the government paying these teams to insert the military and patriotism into their games.
Our telephone number here, if you want to be part of the program, 576-7798, 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Expanding the memorial. More next.
If you or an older parent is in the market for a gorgeous retirement community, you need to check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. You do have to be over the age of 55. Check out these month-to-month apartment homes available right now. Gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement communities. I got 3 meals a day, housekeeping services, travel, all in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. And they have staff members. Some of them have been there 20 years. 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes are available now. Again, you have to be over the age of 55. And traditional assisted living services are there, too, if you need that. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek, Silvercrest at College View, which is just north of 135th and Metcalf. Ask anyone out there. They'll tell you we wish we would have done this years ago. Silvercrest, carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
Just past 2:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Sterrett. Room is running out for names on the memorial honoring Kansas law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, so it's about to be expanded. Governor Jeff Collier and Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced the expansion plans. The project is expected to cost $500,000, funded with private donations. Organizers have already raised about $425,000. Navient, one of the nation's largest student loan servicing companies, may have driven tens of thousands of borrowers struggling with their debts into high-cost repayment plans. That's the finding of a Department of Education audit that has until now been kept out of the public eye. The report appears to support federal and state lawsuits that accuse Navient of boosting profits by steering borrowers into the high-cost plans without discussing cheaper options. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 2:33.
Hey, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, when the time comes to get your car fixed, and you want to do that sooner rather than later, remember Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. It's serious business, and they take it very seriously at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia. Recently had a great family from Leawood drive in, the Wright family, who came in for proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. And their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's our telephone number, real simple, 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online anytime at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
KMBZ traffic and weather together with Jay Edwards.
Will, thanks very much. Just now dispatched an accident on 435 near 210 Highway. No word yet which direction or what lanes are affected, but the trucks are rolling that direction. Southbound I-35 at 67th Street on the Kansas side. Still dealing with a minor accident there off on the shoulder, but lots of activity. And you're backed up beyond Antioch on southbound 35. And up to 25 minutes now is your delay on eastbound 435 due to this roadwork project where they're redoing some lanes and restriping some pavement, taking you down to one lane on eastbound 435, east of I-35. It's backed up all the way through the Johnson County Gateway. And we're looking at, again, about a 20 to 25 minute delay. But we could expect that to get worse as the afternoon progresses. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
We have high pressure holding on, and we're going to continue with the tranquil weather here in Kansas City straight through our Thanksgiving Day with a little warming trend in our forecast. Now, plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Our high temperature creeping on up between 40 and 45, dropping to the low 30s tonight. And then milder weather for tomorrow as you're heading out and about. Abundant sunshine, the high mid to upper 50s. Upper 50s and plenty of sun for Thanksgiving Day. Slight chance for rain Thursday night, better chances on Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
44 downtown, 43 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Sticks on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Man, y'all got some good questions.
We'll get to them in just a minute. I think the person you were looking for was General Wilson.
Yeah, is he a Navy guy?
Yeah.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the nights with the lights from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Damn.
I have chills. Every single time that man sings, I get chills.
General Wilson.
Incredible.
Read the question from the text line.
Well,
it's
a lot
really
of you
good.
Are saying that, you know, patriotism does cost. And the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines, and they are think about it as a business, okay? This is an all-volunteer service, and they have to market like any other business would have to market. To recruit good people, you have to market. And part of that marketing, where are you going to reach the most young men and women? Where are you going to reach those eyeballs?
Sporting event.
It's at a sporting event. And someone wrote in and said, I don't have a problem with it. They are marketing like anybody else. Then tons of you wrote in to say, who pays for the flyovers? At a Chiefs game, 2 weeks ago, they had the paratroopers parachute in. Remember that? And there was this great video on Facebook from their view coming into Arrowhead. Somebody has to pay for that.
Let me...
Who I'm asking, Scott, who is it?
Well, and we'll get to the calls here in just a second. Well, the military primarily, or the federal government.
I don't think so.
But here is where I'm going to catch myself in my own contradiction. It is easy to pick on multi-billion-dollar organizations like the NFL, Major League Baseball,
the
NBA.
The NFL is a nonprofit.
Well, okay. But for them to be paid, okay, the Patriots, the Chiefs, whomever, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to unfurl a big, giant American flag in the field and everybody does the national anthem and soldiers are holding it and unbeknownst to us, the Department of Defense is paying for it. Here's the contradiction I just caught myself in.
Okay.
It's easy to say, why do the Chiefs have to be paid to put on a patriotic ceremony,
just
if you will,
patriotic.
Before the game?
Yeah.
However, how many times have you watched an NFL game on television or listened to it on the radio and you saw a commercial talking about the Army?
Yeah.
One Army.
Yeah. You know the
Do you think NBC
motto.
Gave them 30 seconds of airtime for free?
No.
No. They billed them $100,000 and the government paid it. So I can't, with a straight face, complain about the Patriots or the Braves or the Chiefs or the Royals, and I don't know if the Royals have, but I know the Chiefs have, taking money from the Department of Defense and then not complain about NBC, ABC, or CBS taking money from the federal government to promote service in the military.
Yeah. It's just more subtle when you have something written in the end zone than it is when someone is just paying NBC for an ad. Here's $100,000 to air this ad for 15 seconds during the Super Bowl or whatever the price is. It's millions. I want to know about the flyover and the paratrooper stuff, and here's why, Scott. You said the government pays for that.
I would have to think so.
I would think the teams pay for that, don't they? You have a service, and that is a big, fancy jet, and that jet fuel is not free, and the staff members are not free.
It's a great recruiting tool for the Air Force, though.
Who are piloting those. It's a great recruiting tool, but, man, those fans love a good flyover. I love the flyover. When you see them off on the horizon, you get chills and goosebumps, and you get all excited because we're going to see a flyover. Shouldn't the teams be paying for that?
They should.
If you want a flyover at your stadium, don't you pay to have the planes there?
I don't think so. Shane in Raytown. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
It's going well, thanks.
So, my thing was, I was going to say, I think what makes it so sad or why it bothers us, the fact that we've become as a nation, we're so disillusioned with our government.
Hey, wait, Shane. Can you talk closer into your mouthpiece? We're having a real hard time hearing you.
Hang on just a second. Is this better?
Are you there?
Hello?
is this better than hung up?
I'm going to say that's not better. We're going to put you on hold to try to get you back.
Welcome back, Shane.
Jenny in the Northland. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm okay with it. I think when you're in the stands and the announcer says, please rise, remove your hat, and they start the national anthem, everybody is quiet. And it's very heartwarming to me to hear that, to see it.
Yeah.
Everyone, it just promotes the feeling and brings our attention to the fact that we do have military out there making sacrifices and supporting us so that we have the freedom to be there and feel safe in our environment. So,
but does it bother you that when you see that big American flag unfurled on the field at a Chiefs game, that they're being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to do that? They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart. They're not doing it out of a sense of patriotism. They're doing it because the American taxpayer, through the Department of Defense, is paying them to do that. Does that bother you?
No, not really, because it's all part of the, I don't know, the atmosphere. I think the Chiefs would do something anyway, because it's not at all the game. It's just a discussion.
Hey, Jenny, thank you for the call. Real quick, I looked it up. The Air Force lifted limits on flyovers in 2018, meaning we're starting to see more of these military formations over things like sporting events. The decision eases the pressure on recruiters who are reportedly facing a pilot shortage amid competition from a growing private sector. The new rules mean up to 4 aircraft at a time can participate in each flyover. How much is it? Stand by. The costs of flyovers are deducted from the training budget of the branch that takes part, and the time involved does count toward pilots' training. Past flybys have been criticized as a waste of money, especially after the 2011 Super Bowl in Dallas, when jets flew low over the stadium's closed roof at a reported cost of nearly $500,000.
Over the closed roof? So nobody saw it?
$500,000.
Closed roof?
Oh. The short answer is on cost. This is from inverse.com. For any kind of active jet flyover, it costs well more than $100,000, but the real answer could be much more than that. And then they cite the 2011 Super Bowl. Air Force officials claim that it really only costs the fuel cost to fly the jets, which it says is $109,000.
576-7798.
Just in fuel.
Let's go to Chris in the Northland. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, man.
It bothers me. It really does.
Tell me why.
Well, because for years we were sort of left with the assumption that the NFL was doing that kind of patriotic display for everybody's benefit, and then you find out that the armed forces are actually paying the NFL to be able to do these displays. Mm-hmm. And it just bothers me that, you know, they subtly lied about the performances. Am I making sense?
Oh, you make perfect sense. It drives me crazy.
I don't know if the lie is the right word, but it certainly gives the appearance that, oh my gosh, we're all just doing this to make each other feel good and come together as a country, when actually, like everything, it's a business.
I guess the one thing I would point out in regards to the hypocrisy that I caught myself in that I explained a moment ago, at least when you're watching television and you see a commercial for the Army or for the Navy or Air Force or whomever,
you know it's
you
a commercial.
You know it is paid by the government. When you're at a Chiefs game and they ask you to remove your cap and stand up and sing the national anthem, or at least stand up and at least show respect for the national anthem and the American flag. It is not, they don't do it like this. They don't say, and now brought to you by the Department of Defense, please stand and remove your cap.
Right.
You're under the assumption that the team is doing this out of the patriotic kindness of their own heart, which they are not.
According to NJ.com, the Department of Defense paid at least $6 million in taxpayer money to the NFL. Here's why else it bothers you. Just be honest. The NFL is a multi-gajillion dollar corporation.
But so is NBC. But at least with NBC, I know it's a paid commercial. You know what I mean? At least with them, I know they are selling their soul for this patriotism.
After the news broke, many congressmen, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona being one, called this an egregious and unnecessary waste of taxpayer dollars. Who at the federal government would step in, though, and say to the military, you're not doing this anymore? Who over the Department of Defense? Would it be the Secretary of Defense that would say, we're not doing this anymore?
Well, he could.
This is ridiculous.
He could, yes. It could also be the House. 576-7798.
You know, if you are looking for something for the holidays, for someone that's a little hard to buy for, give the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to brooklinen.com. That's all you have to do, brooklinen.com. And get the most luxurious sheets you have ever slept on. You're going to feel like you're in a five-star hotel without the luxury price. I love my Brooklinen sheets so much, I just got a set for my daughter. You know, they were named the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They have more than 30,000 five-star reviews.
Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Founded in early 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, with a simple philosophy. Offer incredible bedding without the awful prices. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive holiday event happening this week only. Get up to 20% off site-wide when you shop at Brooklinen.com this week only. Shop the biggest Brooklinen sale of the year. They're so confident in all of their products, they come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to Brooklinen.com this week. That's Brooklinen.com, BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
We just got the greatest used car for our daughter and had the most fantastic experience at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Went through the whole process. They even delivered the car. Go to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. If you are in the market for a used car, the deals they have right now, wow. And remember, if you're looking for something new, 2018, 2019, the Atlas, the Tiguan, the Jetta, they have specials on all of those cars right now. Do not forget how much you are going to love the safety features on those models. I've driven them all. I love the way they drive, but I really love the safety features on those cars. The big, bright, bold backup camera, which is so important today, really. Every time I back out of that driveway, I am so thankful that I have a backup camera. But also the side impact alert system that will tell you if someone is driving in your blind spot and prevent you from switching lanes and crashing into the guy back there. I love that side impact system. Go to Volkswagen Lee Summit, whether you want a used car, a new car, I've driven them both. Fantastic service, a fantastic inventory out there right now with great sales and deals. Ask for Christina when you go in, my car girl. Go to Volkswagen Lee Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
So I keep searching for an answer. I never seem to find what I'm looking for.
Whitesnake on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will be here tomorrow live, which beats being here dead. Be an honor and a privilege if you will spend Wednesday afternoon with us. Let's get to the phones and Mike in Stillwell. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. Somebody talked about this, actually. I didn't realize the NFL is a money printing machine.
Correct.
And the federal government, at cost, is flying over, but now I learned that it's at double the cost for them to fly over. The NFL is benefiting from this. I feel like I did when I was a little kid and I learned there wasn't a Santa Claus here about this. This makes me mad.
Okay, first of all, we're not going to talk about the wonder of Santa Claus, who is real.
Yes, he is. To be clear, Mike, this is going to make you even more mad. It is not just the NFL. Let me go back to my list, because the list was
I can't wait to see
long.
Santa Claus.
It was the NFL, the
real.
NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, Major League Soccer.
Yep.
And the number one taker of the money, can you guess?
If you say NASCAR, I am jumping out of a window.
Of course it's NASCAR.
NASCAR?
Yeah.
Like the guys that
the stock
race
car
cars?
Racing governing body
like
received more than $1.5 million in 2015 alone.
NASCAR?
Mm-hmm. Patriotism is apparently a business, and business is
good.
Good.
And to Mike's point about double dipping, and he brings up an interesting point. Who unfurls the flag on the field?
It's usually military members.
In uniform.
Yes.
Which means they're on the clock.
Correct.
Which means they're paid.
Probably.
Who's paying them?
The government.
The government is paying them.
We are.
Yeah.
That's right. You and I are. So these soldiers or airmen or Marines are on the field, on the clock, unfurling a flag.
Correct.
To force patriotism down our throat that it doesn't need to be forced down our throat at a price that's already been paid by the Department of Defense. So not only is the team, whichever team it is, whether it's the Chiefs or the Braves or the Patriots or whomever, being paid to allow
correct.
An American flag to be unfurled on their field. But the federal government is also paying the dozens and dozens of service members to hold it.
Let me add one more. All of the service members that get free tickets to those events, you know, like, and I don't want to mention this specifically, but I will say last night they wanted all of the firefighters that could be there that aren't fighting fires. They wanted firefighters to be there in the audience to enjoy the game. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of the articles I read said that makes us all feel good, that we're going to donate these seats to military members and their families, that's all being paid for, Scott. None of that is free. Tickets to the Super Bowl are not free, and they are not cheap. Are they setting aside seats for military members? Yes. But make no mistake, someone is paying the cost of that seat.
576-7798 to the newsroom. And we'll start.
Happening now on KMBZ.
Stocks take a nosedive again. The details of the rough day on Wall Street coming up.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, there are three things that you want. Three things you're going to get when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Comfort, safety, and affordability. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. It is a rating well-earned, something they take very seriously. And every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. Maybe it's gadgets and options you like. We all do. Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, reverse camera, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. Olathe Subaru now has exclusive adventure series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars and basket fog lights, and both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. I love my Kia Sportage. It is a fantastic car. And right now, at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.